With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a former Trump White House advisor has been reported to prison. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Former trade advisor Peter Navarro has begun serving his four-month prison sentence for refusing to cooperate with the House January 6th committee. He was found guilty of contempt of Congress charges. Navarro was defiant in remarks to reporters before he headed to the federal prison in Miami, calling his conviction the partisan weaponization of the judicial system. Navarro is the first senior Trump administration official to serve prison time related to the Capitol riot. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is calling on the U.S. government to offer Ukraine interest-free loans. Bob Agnew reports.
Graham calls his proposal a new way of doing business when it comes to doling out foreign aid. In a meeting with President Vladimir Zelensky, Graham predicted structuring the aid as a loan may get the proposal over the finish line with budget-conscious lawmakers back in Washington. Graham is also in favor of a proposal to use frozen Russian assets to help Ukraine stave off Moscow's invasion. Bob Agnew reporting.
A divided Supreme Court is allowing Texas to begin enforcing a law that gives police broad powers to arrest migrants suspected of crossing the border illegally while a legal battle over the measure plays out. The conservative majority's order rejects an emergency application from the Biden administration, which says the law is a clear violation of federal authority that would cause chaos in immigration law. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the order allows Texas to begin enforcing the law. But Mexico's government says it will not under any circumstances accept the returns of any migrants to its territory from the state of Texas. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 320 points, the NASDAQ rose 69. This is SRN News. America's pastors are feeling better this day.
A new poll released by the Barna Group finds that the spirits of clergymen are rising after crashing in the aftermath of the pandemic. 51% of Protestant pastors now say they feel more confident of their calling than when they first entered the ministry. That's up from 35% 2 years ago. 59% now say they feel very satisfied being a clergyman, compared to 52% who said so back in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgarians lined the streets of Sofia over the weekend to bid farewell to the late Orthodox patriarch Neophyte. The spiritual leader of Bulgaria's Orthodox Christians died last week at the age of 78 after a long illness. Neophyte was the first elected head of the Bulgarian church after the fall of communism in 1989. His charisma as a modest and well-tempered leader won him respect among the faithful. This is SRN News. The markets reached new heights today.
Wall Street notched another record high as traders wait to hear what the Federal Reserve will do with interest rates. The S&P 500 shook off an early loss and closed 0.6% higher Tuesday. The Dow rose 320 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Both the Dow and the Nasdaq closed slightly below their own record highs. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market ahead of the Fed's announcement on Wednesday about where it sees interest rates going for the rest of the year. Traders hope that the Fed will say again that it expects to see 3 interest rate cuts in 2024. Japan's central bank raised its benchmark interest rate for the first time since 2007. Seth Sutel, New York.
Unilever, the company that makes Ben & Jerry's ice cream, Dove soaps, and Vaseline, is cutting 7,500 jobs and spinning off its ice cream business. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.